next on NHL Fantasy on Ice. Rob, Pete, and Davey get you set for the Friday and Saturday slates. A few DFS plays, some best bets, possibly some show tunes from Davey Sats. It's the Friday edition.
What's good, everybody? Pete, Rob, and Davey in the house on this Friday, November 1st. We turn the page to a new month of the hockey season, and after a light Halloween night, we got a loaded slate for the Friday contest on FanDuel.
Big slate. Our contest is back. It was postponed from Thursday to Friday. And one thing I just wanted to say off the top here is I think October betting in hockey, normally a tough month for everybody, besides Davey here, of course. But now maybe the trends are going to start to shake out to normal over the next few weeks.
It's a new month. We're ready for some heavy slate tonight. I'm going to be home eating my Halloween candy after trick-or-treating last night. I'm going to watch 8 games. I'm going to eat my candy. Let's go.
So when you look at this slate, and in general, I mean, you see teams like Colorado on this slate. You see teams like Washington. I mean, at this point, we talked about it regarding Pasternak the other day. I think the same applies to McKinnon, who's on a 12-game point streak to start the season. Same applies to guys like Ovechkin and John Carlson. You got to build your lineup around these guys. I know they're going to be high ownership, but, right, there's nothing else to say.
What's funny or sad is that I don't have either of those guys in my lineup tonight.
Wow.
I don't know why. Again, I just kind of built the lineup. I was running on low fumes today. Was celebrating the Nats win all week. So, Bobby, thanks for chirping me on the last show. I feel pretty good today.
I agree with Pete there. I have Nathan McKinnon. I think he's going to have a big game. Usually what I do in these contests, I start with my goal. I build backwards. I go goalie, defense, wing, centers. Today
Naturally,
I said,
as the goalie master, right?
Right. I mean, you got to go. But today I said, Dallas is playing Colorado. I think that's a good game. It could be high scoring. So I said, I want McKinnon, and we'll see how the rest of the lineup plays out there.
We saw a pulse from Dallas the other day. That was nice to see, especially for like me. I have Tyler Seguin in one of my leagues where it's a weekly matchup. You have to decide, this guy's in the tank right now. Am I going to stick with him for this entire week? He drops a three-point game. Radulov had a four-point game. Pavelski had a three-point game. You start to look at this team any differently now?
A little bit. I'd still like to see him, you know, do this consistently before I pony up the cash for some of those guys in DFS. I noticed it's funny, even with their kind of ups and downs this season, their price points haven't really changed a whole lot.
This is a big game for them. They've won 4 of 5, but they're playing Colorado. They've been playing like we expected them to play, and I think it's going to carry over. Like you mentioned, Radulov's starting to heat up, so the top line, Pavelski's kind of finding his way now. So I'm looking for this team. It's going to be a big game tonight.
And on that note, Davey, I'm going to use your strategy and just say, I'm just going to enjoy watching this game. I've only got Kadri in my lineup from this game because I do want the Nathan McKinnon exposure. Mm-hmm. He's skating on the top line there. But otherwise, I just want to sit back, kick my feet up Friday night, watch a little good puck.
I actually have Kadri and Mac stacked. If you combine their prices and average it out, it's under 7,000. So I'll take my chances against Dallas, who's been prone to giving up a ton of goals any given game, especially on the road, right? There have been some ugly showings for them on the road. So that's what I'm taking my chances on those two here.
And I saw, I think, on Yahoo, it said that Anton Hudobin's starting tonight because Dallas plays Saturday against Montreal. So pay attention, season-long owners, too, for this trend to continue.
And that's a good point that you brought that up because they had that comeback the other day, right? They scored a bunch of goals in a row late in the game. Bishop was not in net when that was there, so when that was going on. So Ben Bishop is out of our top 5 goalie rankings this week. We're sad to see it, but he has some bounce-back appeal whenever he gets this season going back on track. But for now, I guess it's Khudobin's crease.
I think he's going to be a Vezina finalist when it's all said and done. I mean, let's not look too much into this. They have a back-to-back, so neither one of them is going to likely start both games. So could open tonight, and Saturday Bishop goes back in there, and we'll see.
And I'll finish my thought there by saying the trend to continue is just if you have Bishop in season-long leagues, make sure you have Khudobin as a handcuff, just, you know, for injury insurance, for ups and downs and the natural highs and lows in the season. Now, turning ahead to the Philly-New Jersey game, Davey, I know you were in-house to witness the Devils' collapse of, what is it, the 6th or 7th or the 8th already this season in the third period. What do you make of this team, and should I be hitting the over in every Devils game moving forward?
I think you should hit the over tonight for sure. It's hard to say, but the way they're playing now, they're not going to score 6 goals every game. They can give up 5 or 6 goals every night. I actually was looking at the slate tonight. I was like, you know what? I don't want any Devils, but I like PK Subban. He's $5,100, which is low. He said it himself that it was like the worst game he played the other night. He was on the ice for 5 goals, a couple of bad turnovers, didn't look good. So I'm thinking tonight he's going to bounce back.
We actually got a fan question on Instagram. Is it time to consider dropping PK Subban? I know he's been tumbling almost every single week in our D ranks, courtesy of Rob, and I don't really have any disagreements with that. I think Subban should be held maybe for another week or so, but you got to start knocking the door on that type of decision.
Well, I would answer that question with a question by asking who's available. And if there's a really high-end defenseman available, you know, or even a guy like Shea Theodore, who's been cold lately but has season-long appeal just because of that Golden Knights top six, that might be a situation where I do pull the trigger, but I just think you do need to give it more than another week. I think you're looking at another month for a guy like Subban with his history. And I had the same question on Instagram, too, with Subban and Erik Karlsson, and I would say the same thing. Karlsson, I know he's dash 11 at this point, but, man, that's just a player that I would feel really tough about cutting the cord on.
I think the guy that was considering dropping Subban, the best defenseman of the group that he had available was like Morrissey. So it's that I would stick with Subban for another week or two, just because there's not anybody glaring sitting out there on the wire.
If the calendar flips to December 1st and PK has 5 points, then sure. But right now, it's still way too early. 3 weeks, you know, just about a month in.
That being said, the Jets are playing the Sharks on Friday evening, which, as we all know, is another target for the over. Winnipeg, questionable if Patrick Laine plays or not, but regardless, I have Nick Ehlers in my lineup for Winnipeg just because I do expect some goals to be scored against San Jose.
Ehlers is having a nice little bounce-back season after we were ragging on him for a couple of years and in the playoffs, a bunch of goose eggs. I mean, he has been as consistent as any Jets forward. I think on the Sharks, you can look at them to have some to find their footing in this game against a weak defensive opponent. Whether you have the price point to spend up for Burns or Karlsson, this is a big bounce back spot after they just went 1-3-1 on a 5-game road trip out east.
I'm watching this game. I got no one in it. I'm rooting for San Jose. We got Davey Shark. Let's get some Davey Shark tonight. Maybe the Sharks can get back on track.
I've been singing that song way too much this whole week. Again, big shout out to the baseball season, the way it finished up. But I wanted to touch on the Islanders and Lightning game. The Lightning, Pete, it was funny. We were talking before the show today, and we were talking about how the Lightning put up 6 or 7 goals against the Devils, and Nick Kucherov didn't have a single point, not even a secondary assist.
Yeah, so if you're in FanDuel and you see these free contests each night, free NHL contests, chances are 1, 2, or 3 of us are in there. The other night I spent up for Kucherov, and I'm probably not drafting Kucherov for another couple months after that. I don't know how you don't put up a point against the Devils with how Corey Schneider's given up freebies like this. So, yeah, I have some concerns about Kucherov because I was very high on him after last season, but I mean, the team crumbled last year, right? Mm-hmm. When he made that bad judgment call and got suspended. I mean, they unraveled, and you could point towards him. You could also point toward Hedman injury, and Hedman's injured again right now.
I'm looking at that game. I think it's going to be a good game. We know the Islanders are playing well, 7 in a row. I like McDonough tonight, 5,300. I wanted a defenseman in that game. I know they're usually low scoring, but he fit in well, and I think we know it's probably going to be low scoring, but, you know, it's good for could get some blocks. He'll have a couple shots. So I think it should be a good game tonight. I do think the Lightning are going to win this, but this is a game where it seems kind of too easy, but I'm going to go with the under here. I would take the under in this game.
I have two defensemen in this game as well. I've got Devin Toews from the Islanders. Nice little stack with my center, Matt Barzal, who's playing out of his mind. And then on the Tampa side, I'm using a strategy similar to you, Dave, but I sided with Mikhail Sergachev. And a little season-long note on that, too, is Victor Hedman, who's going to be out tonight, has been placed on IR. And that injury is a bit peculiar to me because they don't play another game after their Friday contest until they go to Stockholm. Obviously, him being Swedish, they're going to want him in the lineup for that game. But if he can't suit up for that trip, if he doesn't make the trip, you got to look at Sergachev. McDonough, I know, is available in a ton of leagues. and Shattenkirk, you probably can't get him at this point, but if you're in a shallow league, I mean, pick one of those guys up, just given Hedman's injury history the last 2 or 3 years here.
And it's weird, like, Hedman's been banged up a bunch of times in the past few years, and we always look to Sergachev to pick up the production, but he's never really seized that. Remember a couple, I think maybe last year, Hedman got injured in the regular season, and then Sergachev didn't play well the next game, and he got scratched the game after that. Yeah. So there's some weird stuff going on between Sergachev and Coach John Cooper in terms of the usage, especially when Hedman is not playing, and that would scare me away from Sergachev, at least for Friday night.
Well, there's no doubt, as you mentioned, Hedman's going to want to be on that trip, being that he's from there. But after tonight, they don't play until those two games, and then they're off for like another week. They have those are only two games in like 14 days to start the month. So, looking more at season long, if you even if you have a guy like him and he is playing, are you really going to want to start him? He has two games in 2 weeks, so that's something else to look at. If you own any Lightning players for that matter, not just defensemen,
that might be a good case to buy low on a guy like Nikita Kucherov or someone. If there's a fantasy owner in your league that has those guys, it's getting a little impatient. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an appealing time to trade for him, but that's really the only time that you can get a player of Nick Kucherov's caliber. The schedule's not in their favor. They've got, you know, a lot of bad stuff going on there right now. It might be an opportunity for the Fantasy Shark to get in, get that high-end guy, and then stash him for a little bit until their schedule evens out.
Definitely capitalize on anyone willing to shop Kucherov, willing to shop Patrick Kane, with the schedule thing that has derailed the Blackhawks so far and their general struggles. And same goes for Erik Karlsson, Tyler Seguin. I mean, now is the time to pounce on anybody who's being impatient as we turn the page to the month of November. So the team that the Lightning are going to be playing on the Sweden series is the Sabres, and I think they have a really tough task here going to D.C. to face Holtby, face Ovechkin, face John Carlson. You got to imagine there's going to be some national stuff going on in the building. It's pretty much title town right now, right, Rob?
I wouldn't go that far, only because I've seen too many years of doom and gloom come any postseason there. But that said, I do like the Caps in this game, Davey. I know you're going to criticize me in a moment, but before you do, they were out ripping it up bottle service the other night, celebrating the Nats win. I mean, it basically looked like they had won the title. In fact, they were partying harder than the Blues. The Caps were partying harder for the Nats World Series win than the Blues partied for their Stanley Cup victory.
I watched that, and I said to myself, is this video from tonight, or is it from when they won the Stanley Cup? I think the building's going to be rocking. Even if the Nationals aren't there, you know, they might be there this weekend. Those guys, as athletes, you pride yourself on, this is our city, even if it's our adopted city. We root for these guys now. We're here. They have each other's backs. They saw what the Nationals did, and now they say, we lost it last year. We have to bring it back. So I think Kuznetsov tonight is going to have a big game among many of their players.
And I would like to ask you, Pete, this Sabres team, it does seem so far that they're a bit different than last year, in a good note. Do you think that means that guys like Eichel and Dahlin can step up for a big Friday night game like this and take it over?
It depends what kind of goaltending they get. I mean, I saw him in person last week. I was not impressed by Carter Hutton. I know that Linus Ullmark has been really solid, 932. So I would look to the goaltending to be the main focus of whether or not this team can sustain its first month's success. And a lot of people look at our rankings, they're like, how is Jack Eichel only 20? I mean, did you watch the Sabres from December to March last year? Right, they were like the worst team in the league. So that's going to be the glaring question that continues through the new year, really, where everybody's going to be doubting the Sabres. I think they're built throughout the lineup to sustain this, except for goaltending. That's my only question.
I agree with you there. This was about the time, middle of November last year. They were, 17-9 and whatever, first in the East, maybe the league, and then we saw what happened. So if you're a fan of Buffalo, you know this. You know what happens or is likely to happen. So as you said, there's plenty of season left. It's a great start that they're having, but you have to wait. It's a wait-and-see approach here.
Two of the hottest centers in the league, we've got Ryan Getzlaf for the Anaheim Ducks, Elias Pettersson for the Vancouver Canucks. Those teams go head-to-head on Friday night. I've got Getzlaf in my lineup just because he's playing out of his mind. And I also have Quinn Hughes on the back end for the Canucks there.
Rob, if I were you, I would stay up for this game tonight because this is going to be a good one. It's Friday night. I'm not sure what you're doing, but stay up. Watch this one. I think it's going to be, as you said, two of the best centers, players And I think this could be a high-scoring game, despite the fact that we have Gibson and whether it's Demko or Markstrom, but this could be a high-scoring affair.
I actually might watch it because I do have a little 7 p.m. date lined up.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Afterwards, come home, watch the game, get some shut-eye. You know how it goes.
A date followed by a Canucks-Ducks game is quite a night.
It's a double date.
Double date.
Anyway, I got three guys from this game. I got Quinn Hughes, just like Robbie. The price on Quinn Hughes, $4,300. I mean, you can't make an argument not to draft that guy with how he's playing on the power play. They went 4-for-6 on the power play the other day. Absolutely red hot, stifling stuff from the Canucks. I have Bo Horvat, who's been out of his mind lately as well, plays on a separate line, and that's why the Canucks are, what, 8-1-1 after losing the first two games of the season. He's got 10 points in his past 7 games. And then I have Max Comtois, who has 4 points in 4 straight, and he's playing with the guy that Rob mentioned, Ryan Getzlaff. Comtois is a rookie sleeper that we like dating back to the offseason, so he's starting to get going.
I agree with those picks, but the only player I have is Silfverberg. He's, what, 6,300? So I thought that was a decent price for a middle-tier winger. So he's the only one I have in that game.
And then for the Blue Jackets, they're visiting the St. Louis Blues tonight. I think you have Binner in your lineup as your goalie. And then I just want to say, too, about the Blue Jackets, Cam Atkinson, hopefully we can get him on this season. We had to push back the interview a couple times. No, totally understandable, though. I mean, in the middle of a fight in October, the Blue Jackets, we all know what they went through in the offseason. No surprise. So we're still hoping for it, but our attention tonight definitely turns to the DFS slate for this game.
Yeah, we're big fans of Cam. He's priced a little high in this slate, to be honest, $7,400. I would fade that pick here on a tough task. Jordan Binnington, very quietly, especially with the Tarasenko injury and some of the ups and downs for the Blues, .918 save percentage for his follow-up to his amazing rookie season. So far, so good for Binny.
Binnington's been good, as you mentioned, but I'm looking at the forwards here for St. Louis. Sammy Blais on the top line without Vladimir Tarasenko. Do you guys know what he's priced at tonight? $3,800. He's
great.
In my lineup. $3,800, a top line player. I mean, that's, I don't know if I've ever seen anything that cheap for a top liner who he's, this season when he's been asked, he's performed pretty well.
I might have to alter my lineup live on the show here just because the way that the Blue Jackets goalies have been playing. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's looking like 3 or 4 goals a game. Keep in mind, they've got Seth Jones. They've got Zach Werenski. They've got Marcus Nudivara on the blue line. Those are not slouches for defenders. So, I mean, when you're looking at St. Louis, even without Tarasenko, Davey, I love the Sammy Blais pick. I love what Braden Schenn has done this season. You know, if you want to go stacks tonight, I really think the Blues are a solid option for that.
Okay.
I did stack Perron with Blais. And also, look, if there were a cannon in St. Louis, it would probably be going off a lot tonight. So,
nice. I actually found a crazy stat on Perron. He's like, I think he has like 140 points in 160 games over the past 3 seasons. So that includes 2 with the Blues and 1 with Vegas. So this guy, when healthy, puts up numbers. Even if he's on the second line without strong line mates.
And some injury notes here for the weekend for fantasy owners to keep in mind. Zach Hyman for the Maple Leafs. Looks like he could be coming back soon. They didn't say definitively when, but if he's available in your league, that's a must-add player. We have Geno Malkin, needs no introduction, and Alex Galchenyuk. They're going to be back in the lineup Saturday for the Pens. Big things coming for them. They're playing Edmonton, hammer the over Saturday afternoon, sleepy nap game there. Krejci also back for the Bruins. Alex Tuch and Nate Schmidt back for the Knights. Anybody there jumping out to you for DFS streams?
Alex Tuch for sure. I mean, I know they blew that game, the Golden Knights, last night. Some weird games on Halloween, right, with those blown leads for Nashville and Vegas. How about that? So, but yeah, Alex Tuch on a line with Cody Eakin and Cody Glass. That's one of the best third lines in the league right now. And they both, Glass and Tuck, scored goal apiece with 3 shots on goal. So I would look for that line to make Vegas even more dangerous than they've been on any given night moving forward.
Yeah, Tuck's going to be the cheaper option rather than Schmidt, who's, top pair defenseman. But I got to give props to Robbie here. Last night on the NHL Network, he had Thomas Tatar. What did the guy have? Two, three points last night? Tied the game,
nice.
I think, with a minute left. So, and if he's available for daily fantasy or even on your regular team, the guy has, 9 points in 8-9 games or something
like
that?
It was 9 through 12 entering last night. Now he's got, 11 through?
So, yeah, he's been really good, and he's definitely out there. So he's a guy I would keep my eye on. And even in DFS, he's not going to be priced super expensive.
Now, Saturday is a good day for some gambling, too, because there's so many teams on the second of a back-to-back. Mm-hmm. I mean, Vegas, Pete, you know, they're playing Winnipeg, who's going to be on the second of a back-to-back. You got to think response game there. I'm sure the line is going to be towing very heavily in favor of Vegas, but if you need to make up a little lost earnings, a la on the World Series, shout out to our producer for the wrong pick on that one, but if you need to make up some cash, I definitely think Saturday's your day to do it.
I have a new rule of thumb, at least for the next couple of weeks. I'm not picking anybody who's on the second of a back-to-back who's playing the second game on the road. I don't care if they're playing the Detroit Red Wings. I don't care if they're playing the Minnesota Wild. So the Blues, that's a great option here. They played a tight game the other night with the Wild. I think the Wild get them back. It's in Minnesota on Saturday. That's one to peg as maybe an against-the-grain play, especially if the Blues win on Friday. Give them a jab back in their face after that game the other day.
That's a good call. I actually had that, too, circled as a potential upset for tomorrow, for Saturday. Mm-hmm. Tonight, however, I think Carolina-Detroit, I think Carolina's going to win it 2-1, but I say that's a definite under game. I mean, even recently, Carolina, they hadn't been scoring much, and I think they had like 3 late goals in the third in a 4-0 win or something like that. But this could be a low one tonight.
Well, on Saturday, the Hurricanes face the Devils. I mean, if Svechnikov scored the lacrosse goal against the Flames, I mean, what is this guy going to do against the Devils, Davey?
You probably have a hat trick before the puck even drops.
And he's on the top line now with Aho and Teravainen, and so that's something that when we pegged him for a breakout season entering the year, we were hoping for that type of lineup placement. So it's a good sign so far, 1 month in.
Both of those teams will be on a second of a back-to-back tomorrow. It's Carolina and New Jersey, so that'll be something to watch, I guess.
I mean, if New Jersey drops both those games, holy moly, take cover in a nuclear shelter there.
And in terms of locks of the night on Saturday, I mean, it's got to be the Panthers at home against the Red Wings, who are on the second of a back-to-back, right? I mean, you could parlay that with something else. Barkov finally got his first goal of the season. That line turned that game around single-handedly the other day between him and Huberdeau and Dadonov. I think they all had points on the final 3 goals to upset the Avalanche in overtime. So, but that was the weird thing, right? We were on the Panthers the other day, and then they got lit up by the Canucks when they were on the second of a back-to-back. So I was kind of learned that from them, and then sure enough, they get a day of rest, and then they beat one of the best teams in the league in the Avs.
Well, I like how we're starting out November with a couple parlays. As we all know, my record for parlays on October was very bad. I'll be the first to say that. But if we do want a November 1st parlay for Saturday, I'm looking at Toronto, big statement game against Philly, who will be on the second of a back-to-back. Mm-hmm. We all know what's going on in Toronto right now. If you read the paper, you know exactly what's happening to that team. And then I do like Calgary, too, road spot against the Blue Jackets. Calgary on the road, I mean, I was worried about this team until they came back against Nashville. Granted, it was still in October. It's a new month now. But I do think after that Matthew Tkachuk goal, which is probably going to be the goal of the year, I just don't see how they can lose to the Blue Jackets.
I have one lock for Saturday, Arizona at home against Colorado. I like the way the Coyotes are playing. I know they had the tough loss to the Canadiens, but they've been looked really good. People haven't even really been talking about them as much just because there's been so many other stories, whether it's how good the Oilers have been, you know, how bad the Lightning have been. But I think that tomorrow Arizona gets it done at home in Colorado, who's shorthanded, as we know.
And one line that I think needs to be mentioned here, especially after Thursday night, is the Montreal Canadiens line with Jonathan Drouin and Domi and Joel Armia. Joel Armia is cheap almost every night in DFS, but Jonathan Drouin, I think, has escalated here to being a lineup lock for a very moderate price pretty much every night out.
And just quickly swinging back to the Coyotes here, Davey, Antti Raanta kind of got shelled the other night. Good news for Kemper owners. Is that a stock up, stock down based off one game, or what's your pulse on the Yotes goaltending tandem?
I had a lot of people ask me this, hey, is it time to drop Raanta? And I said, yeah, I don't even own, I have Kemper, and I hadn't even thought of having both of those guys because we saw what Kemper did last year. We saw how well he played this year, 9-10 straight games, allowing 2 goals or fewer. Raanta, when he's given that spot, he can't have what happened to him happen if he wants to have even a split. So, yes, I'd say Kemper's the guy. If you have Raanta, there's other guys out there, feel free to cut the cord.
I like it. So ping pong some other players for Saturday. I know you mentioned the Hyman injury. If he comes back, it's going to be interesting to see, too, when Tavares comes back, because they could play together. Tavares was practicing this week, so that's a good sign. Probably not going to return this weekend, but keep an eye on him for the next couple of weeks. David Krejci, I really like. Multi-point game in his return. He faces the Senators. If Krejci's out there, if DeBrusk is out there, DeBrusk is going to benefit largely from Krejci. Maybe pick one of those two guys out. And then Connor Brown for the Ottawa Senators. We picked him up in our joint league, Robbie. Mm-hmm. 10 points in 11 games. Somehow a plus 7 on the Senators. Mm-hmm. He's playing 20-plus minutes a game for a forward. So that's someone you should keep your eye on in deep leagues.
And I would double down on the Senators' train right now. J.G. Pageot is a plus 11 this season. How is that physically possible on that team, Davey?
He must have been on the ice for all 11 goals that the Senators scored this season, I guess. The one guy I have tomorrow is Philip Forsberg against the Rangers. He came back yesterday from the injury, didn't have a point. It was a really tough loss for them. They allowed three goals in the third, lost to the Flames. Mm-hmm. I think Forsberg has a goal or two tomorrow against the Rangers.
And for whatever reason, just so I don't only give you guys J.G. Pageot for Saturday DFS, I would look at Andreas Janssen of the Leafs. Just he's that guy that's been consistently in the lineup, and you know, when we're looking at Mikhaev and all these other names we've been talking about the past week or so, Andreas Janssen has that even 15 minutes per game. He gets a little power play exposure, so I like him to maybe chip in a nice goal against Philly Saturday.
And this could be the game where maybe he says, look, I need to step up. Tavares is coming back soon. You know, he practiced. I may lose ice time. So that's a good call. This could be a game tonight where this weekend where he steps up.
Mm.
You know who's a really good stream in DFS right now is Jeff Carter, and he goes up against the Chicago Blackhawks at home in a Saturday night tilt. He's top 15 in shots on goal. He's coming off a two-goal game the other day in their loss. So are you considering adding anybody from the Kings? And if it is it Jeff Carter?
It would be Dustin Brown, I just believe, for coverage. He's a little bit cold right now, and he's available on a lot of waiver wires, you know, hence he's been cold. But Carter is certainly a guy that, if he's available, just shots alone is a great, you know, if he's got a game on Friday night, pick him up on Friday, put him in your lineup, use one of your ads for the week. That's where Jeff Carter, to me, you know, makes that difference.
Well, you look at Chicago and L.A. I mean, this could be a 0-0 game heading into a shootout, or it could be a 6-6 game heading into a shootout. So I think the Blackhawks have been, their last couple games, they've been getting completely outshot. If, you know, we know how poorly he's been playing for L.A., Crawford, Leonard, he had 48 shots the other day, made 44 saves. So I think you're right, Carter. These goalies are going to get peppered tonight, I think.
And one note on that game, too, before we close out here. Adam Boqvist was called up from Chicago, to Chicago. That's a player on the back end that can really make a difference. He had a lights-out preseason there, played well in the AHL so far this year. So that might be the little secret sauce that Chicago needs. I think they need a lot more of the secret sauce, so to speak. But it might be a boost for that team against L.A.
I mean, that team has no choice, right? They brought up Kirby Dach. He's probably going to stick, it sounds, in the NHL for the rest of the season. And now Boqvist, who's a good two-way defenseman prospect. And that's their top draft pick each of the past 2 years, now probably going to be regulars in the lineup with how guys like Seabrook have fallen out of favor, right? He's been healthy scratch 2 games in a row now.
Speaking of Seabrook, isn't Kirby Dach living in his house?
Not only is Kirby Dach living in his house, but Brent Seabrook says, I got to go buy more food. I have 3 dogs, 3 kids, and Kirby Dach eats 3 meals at dinner. He said, look, I'm going to have to give this guy a stipend because he just eats so much here.
And they keep him in the basement. It sounds like an animal, this guy.
He's a caged animal down there. They only let him out for practices and game days, I guess.
So definitely an interesting storyline to watch now that Seabrook has been a healthy scratch for the past couple games. But let's just quickly recap the lineups here again. Our Fantasy on Ice Leaderboard Series contest is on Friday night tonight. So we'll kick it off with a little Matt Barzal action for center. Ryan Getzlaf, center here as well. I've got Ovi in the lineup. I mean, I don't know how you don't have him in the lineup. Nick Ehlers, Kadri, JVR, Taves, Hughes, and Holtby. And yes, I did give out the whole lineup this time. Hopefully to give myself some good karma, because I've been getting killed in DFS lately.
So I got McKinnon and Kadri. I got Bo Horvat. I have Alex Ovechkin. I got Erik Karlsson bounce back game coming against the Winnipeg Jets. Max Comtois and Joel Farabee, who's on the first power play unit for the Flyers. He's someone to stream in season long this week with a back-to-back Friday and Saturday, and I like him against the porous Devils. I like Quinn Hughes, stacked with Horvat. They play together on that loaded power play, and Jordan Binnington will beat the Columbus Blue Jackets at home.
I said I have at center Kuznetsov and McKinnon. Wing, I got stacked Blaze and Perron and Silverberg. Radulov defense, Subban and McDonough. Goalie, I got Mrazek. And for those wondering, I'm staying away from Reese's in my DFS lineup. I'm going against the grain with Crunch Bars and Skittles. Please, no Skittles. I'll go with Crunch Bar, moderately priced above Reese's.
You can't. I mean, I'm spending up for Reese's every day of the week to the top price candy in DraftKings, top price in FanDuel. I mean, get this candy in your lineup.
Of course, Reese and the Reese's.
I love it. You guys are going with the chocolates. I go with the gummies or the Twizzlers, stuff like that. That's my go-to.
Probably priced pretty low too. Get some good value out of that.
So check out the other podcasts in the podcast network, NHL Executive Suite, NHL Draft Class, NHL At the Rink, and the new kid on the block, Jackie Redmond, on Puck Culture. I listened to the first half of it. Really good stuff. Off the cuff. Really good listen for your weekend. For Rob Reese, Davey Satriano, thanks so much for coming on once again. A late call to the bullpen.
It's great. We're going to have some go up, have some candy now, and enjoy the weekend.
I'll be eating candy all day, and if you didn't get your question answered, hit us up on Twitter. I'm at NHL Reese, Pizza at NHL Jensen, Davey Boy at David Satriano, and our producer for picks is at Air Checked.
Talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend.